A ministry team is risking their lives in Japan. The challenge of the Sahara brings the water of life to Muslims. And a ministry team prepares to till new ground in India's graveyard of missions. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Countries are beginning to ban imports from Japan, fearing radiation has contaminated the food supply in that nation. Despite the radiation fears, the international director of SEND International, Warren Jansen, is heading there to do his own assessment. He says they'll be meeting with leadership from SEND and with the Japan Evangelical Church Association.
We're going to be talking about what do we want Japanese believers to say about SEND 2 years from now, and then how do we get there? We're going to be networking with the Japan Evangelical Church Association leadership to hear what they want us to do, how they want us to be involved.
Jansen says SEND personnel are already delivering aid to the North. Pray people will come to Christ as they help in Jesus' name. Funding is needed to do even more. Next, while food, water, medicine, housing, and clothing are important in relief outreach, Japanese Christians aren't forgetting about the spiritual needs. HCJB Global is beaming Christian radio programming into Japan via shortwave. Their Japanese language service manager, Kazu Ozaki, says victims are
trying to find out the way out. At the same time, they're trying to know what's gone wrong in Japan. It's a wake-up call from heaven to reestablish a new Japan. When one life ends, new life begins. The country of Japan should be the country of loving God.
HCJB Global Voice broadcasts into Japan twice a week. Funding is needed to help continue these broadcasts, and we'll connect you at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. It may seem intimidating to talk to a Muslim about Christianity, but the need is vital. Crescent Project's Paul Keller says often when Muslims come to Christ,
one of the overriding reasons was just the love and the friendship of a believer in their lives.
To prepare Christians for these relationships, the Crescent Project is offering the Sahara Challenge.
It's training on what Muslims believe, what they practice. We'll be talking about how we can prepare ourselves spiritually, also too, how to be an ambassador and how to really represent ourselves well as we talk to Muslims. We'll be very well equipped with tools in our toolbox on how to overcome common objections that Muslims have to the gospel and to Christianity.
The one-week challenge in Chicago starts May 28th. Our website has the information. Meanwhile, India's Bihar state is known as the graveyard of missions. Taking the gospel there means backbreaking work, but the Mission Society is sending a team to begin the cultivation. We spoke with Judy, who's making an initial trip in July to get arrangements settled and meet with the national Christians in the area.
There is a small Christian-run hospital in a city that is almost predominantly Hindu and Muslim. There is a small group of Christians, mostly from southern India, that have come to minister and serve. So we hope to work in that hospital and with a nursing school.
Ministry will come in the day-to-day interactions with the community.
That's really going to be our focus, not about planting a Christian church, but to share Jesus.
And Jamaica can seem like a carefree paradise, but evangelist Andrew Palau says it's just as in need of a savior as anywhere else.
The cultural Christianity can be very deadly. Everybody knows their Bible. They grow up in Sunday school, but the impact it's making on their life is fairly minimal.
But last week, a spark of hope shined brilliantly through the island. Music, preaching, counseling, and praise decorated the Fun in the Sun Festival in Kingston. The most exciting part was
hundreds and hundreds, even thousands of people raising their hands just as an indication of a decision they've made for Christ and counselors connecting to helping them grow and get connected into the local church.
You can help with the next festival. Learn more about volunteering at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the free HCJB Global Voice in Hands 2-pack. It features a DVD and 30-day prayer guide that will help you pray for your household and households in the Muslim world. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's the HCJB Global Voice in Hands 2-pack at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.